And paradoxically, only the people of the north will be able to realize a dream that only the environment of the south could host. And the more freedom of movement we have, the more beautiful we become. And all the rights of a society should be in fact applied to their individuals, but then there would be no need for a society to exist. And removing all our expectations to something, suddenly this something becomes more and more beautiful. And it is not about finding the in-between, but about finding where the two opposites meet each other. And new small beginnings are always needed to refresh our old long undertaking. And it is in a humanized nature that we can feel ourselves at best. And the only weight that can truly make us lighter is the one developing out of our own nature. And the extreme things we do will have to do in the opposite direction in order to get back to a normal yet enriched state. And we can either avoid the mass media and thus avoid getting infected, or develop a personality to bring a cure to the infected ones. The memories of pain soften, and even the effort to accomplish the greatest enterprise is minimized. And the chaos to maintain social status, even if every choice faces as a constructive adventure. And knowledge is our understanding to what to look for in different circumstances. And why would we need medications when we can simply change our habits? And we can have a great fun of life commitment, lacking to understand the details that could be life-changing for us. And the older is the political construction, the more we will have to take care of it, and the less it will take care of us. And unless we try to re-establish our previous configuration, the crises are always an opportunity for development. And what the mainstream does is to open up large fields of exploitation in which we soon turn desolated and hopeless. And we may have no good arguments to counterattack an ideology, yet the fact that we deserted already brings a question. As soon as we identify ourselves as being something, we might get loved as well as we might get really much hated. And by seconding the natural flow, we will always find our way through anything. And we shouldn't cage something to be constantly with it, but we should cage ourselves in it. And our intuition can get us to dismantle the modern experience of riding straight highways with only few exits. And unexpectedly we might step back, but only for a last great leap forward. Set forward to do something crazy if only suddenly, after a long time, we are allowed to do so. say that we are dominated as soon as our mood starts corresponding to that of the assumed dominator. And the full understanding can be only achieved if we can find a way to surround our way back. And being at the same time light and acute is the key to complete our regenerating migration. And even in a demilitarized world, militarism emerges again in many other forms until the war settles it again. And we can fight against an enemy with someone who is not necessarily our friend, not even when the enemy is defeated. And social mingle is all about avoiding to undermine plain conversation. And we pump our national credits not knowing what we miss out beyond our borders. And the one-time solution to solve everything is always the greatest of problems. And anything is relative according to our proximity from the beginning to the end. And in our judgments, we will always come to misjudge free souls as their background is too mixed. And in order to build our monuments, we always come to slaughter much bigger and more meaningful monuments. And the only trace we should leave is that symbolizing our precarious natural existence. And social institutions may exist as long as we affect them and they don't affect us. And the new civilization starts as soon as the new people are powerful enough to dismantle the previous civilization. And the causes of the great migrations enforced by the mainstream can only be resolved by the spontaneous migration of the romantic minority. And how can we even promote to become the old powers we were when right these old powers made us powerless? And poetry becomes the means to survive within the mainstream channels in which we are forced to live. And authentic today is whatever we manage to shape with the care of our hands throughout a consistent period of our life. And we end up in whatever the mainstream considers insignificant because only here we can recover the meanings for a new life. And we are on the right way when we are able to flow smoothly even through obstacles. And if a social field wants to be kept simple, it means that we members are not simple but mere units. And what our care grows will be ultimately what will take care of us. And preserving for the sake of preserving the aura of what is to be preserved is skilled. And originality can only be developed by maintaining a strong relationship with our nature. And we can either be completely open because we have a limitless amount of resources to share, or completely closed because we have almost none, or just programmatic because we know how many we can invest. and everything will smile at us if only we have a little hope. But to have a little hope, we ought to put ourselves back in the game and being subtracted from nature, we lack to understand how easily life is given and taken, and thus we believe ourselves more and more immortal. And even those who decide to be neutral will have to find a way to inflict the conflict within in a more diluted way. And society either open for those who preserve it or those who makes it progress, but never for those who makes it step back and reflect. And as noble souls are the first to get extinct, they ought to subtract themselves from society into the most remote peripheries. And what is a life to at last appear behind a sealed glass? And as they cannot limit their greedy ambition, worldly purposes always bring evil, and we ought to fit in the expectations that ignorant people have just based on our appearance. A modern rage seems to be caused by a lack of imagination, which is caused by a lack of a space in which to naturally interact.